Watch, NYC parents, students protest as city fills school gyms with migrants. By John Binder on May 16, 2023. Parents and students across New York City protested Mayor Eric Adams' decision to begin filling public school gymnasiums with newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens, chanting that there should be no shelter on school grounds. Across schools in New York City on Tuesday, parents and students protested Adams' latest move to put hundreds of migrants in public school gyms, forcing schools to cut recess for students. While students have their day-to-day school operations impacted, border crossers and illegal aliens living in the school gyms are enjoying a free stay with free pizza and sandwiches. "Safety is first," parents chanted outside a Brooklyn public school, also shouting, "No shelter on school grounds. No shelter on schoolyards, and gyms are for children. I'm not here for the politics, I'm here for our babies," one parent said at a protest outside a school in Coney Island where migrants have already started living. Public school gyms, such as PS 188 in Coney Island and PS 17 in Williamsburg, are each housing adult border crossers and illegal aliens despite there being school children in remarkably close proximity. PS 188, in particular, has nearly 100 migrants staying in its gym. The cost of waves of illegal immigration is expected to be steep for New Yorkers who are already some of the most tax-burdened Americans. By the middle of next year, the city's aiding migrants will have cost New Yorkers $4 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.